This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Kiran Jha. First from the Lok Sabha, writer is Sagar Kulkarni of PTI. The Lok Sabha today took up a special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh initiated the discussion after two adjournments rocked the Lok Sabha as opposition sought an assurance from the government on having a debate on special revision of electoral rules in Bihar. Opening the debate on Operation Sindoor, the Defence Minister said, "Dozers have been replaced by decisive action and that New India can go to any extent to uproot terrorism." Singh said the military action against Pakistan has sent a clear message to supporters of terrorism that India was committed to defend its motherland. He said today's India thinks differently and acts differently. Singh said the New India believes that if the advisory uses terrorism as part of strategy and does not understand the language of peace, then standing firm and being decisive is the only option. He rejected US President Donald Trump's claims of mediating a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Singh said that Operation Sindoor was paused as the armed forces had achieved the desired politico-military objectives and that there was no pressure to end the conflict with Pakistan. The defense minister asserted that India now believes in taking decisive action as peace overtures to Pakistan have not yielded desirable results. The defense minister also made light of the opposition attacks on the government on the loss of military assets in the four-day conflict and urged political rivals to ask the number of Pakistani aircraft downed by India. He said it was the job of the opposition to ask questions of the government. He said the opposition members kept asking how many Indian aircraft were shot down, but they never asked how many Pakistani planes were shot down by Indian armed forces. Rajnath Singh said the opposition should have asked questions if any Indian soldiers were harmed in Operation Sindoor. The defense minister said no Indian soldiers were harmed in the operation. Singh said Indian armed forces launched Operation Sindoor on the intervening night of May 6 and 7 to deliver justice to those who lost their loved ones in the Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack in Pahalgam on April 22nd. He underlined that to say or believe that Operation Sindoor was stopped under any pressure is baseless and completely incorrect. It was the Director General of Pakistan's military operation who requested his Indian counterpart to end the strikes. Singh's statement comes against the backdrop of US President Donald Trump's claim of mediation to end the conflict between India and Pakistan. The defense minister asserted the objective of Operation Sindoor was not to cross the border or capture Pakistani territory. He said the objective of Operation Sindoor was to destroy the terror nurseries nurtured by Pakistan over the years. The defense minister said the objective of Operation Sindoor was not to start a war but force the adversary to bend through demonstrative use of force. Singh said if Pakistan indulges in fresh misadventure, Operation Sindoor will resume again. The defense minister cited that then the Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee's historic bus journey to Lahore and Prime Minister Modi's peace overture to Pakistan in 2015. However, Singh said that India's peaceful outreach was misunderstood as weakness. The defense minister said if Pakistan did not understand the language of peace, India would respond with Balakot strikes. Singh said Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee had linked the composite dialogue process with Pakistan to Islamabad, not allowing its soil to terror activities against India. He criticized the previous Congress government for delinking the composite dialogue process from Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. Singh said another serious lapse by then the government was when Pakistan was considered a victim of terrorism and an agreement was reached in Havana to establish a joint anti-terror mechanism. Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions on lapses that led to the Pahalgam attack. Gogoi, the deputy leader of the Congress in the Lok Sabha, asked the government to clarify how many Indian fighters jets were downed during the Operation Sindoor. Gogoi also slammed the government over US President Donald Trump's claim 26 times that he used trade to bring about a ceasefire between India and Pakistan and asked before whom did Prime Minister Narendra Modi surrender. Gogoi said the Prime Minister had been stating post Uri and after the Pulwama attack that humne ghar mein ghuskar mara and we destroyed terror infrastructure, and he is making the same remarks now. The Congress leader wondered why the intention of the government was not to wage a war with Pakistan or to take back Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. He said the opposition wanted to know from Prime Minister Modi that if Pakistan was ready to kneel before India, then why did India stop? Participating in the discussion, Trinamool Congress member Kalyan Banerjee questioned the timing of ceasefire following Operation Sindoor, likening it to calling off a cricket innings just before a player scores a century. Banerjee said he was expecting that India will teach Pakistan a lesson, but the government has decided to declare the innings when the player was about to score a century. Speaking in Bangla, Banerjee cited US President Donald Trump's public claims that India-Pakistan ceasefire was achieved after his intervention. The Trinamool Congress leader wondered why Prime Minister Modi did not counter US President Donald Trump's publicly and say his claims were untrue. Samajwadi Party member Ramashankar Rajbhar said India wanted Operation Tandoor after the Pahalgam terror attack to roast the terrorist responsible for it and not Operation Sindoor. Speaking during the special debate in the Lok Sabha on the Pahalgam terror attack and Operation Sindoor, he accused the government of failing to act decisively and questioned the delay in the operation, saying that a mission that should not have initiated in 3 days was carried out after 17 days. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar outlined India's diplomatic strategy following the Pahalgam terror attack and highlighted the success of Operation Sindoor. He said the government's task through a diplomatic approach was to shape the global understanding of the Pahalgam attack. Jaishankar said India's message were twofold: zero tolerance to terrorism and the right to defend itself. The minister said these messages were conveyed firmly to the international community, helping build support for India's counter-terrorism action. Jaishankar said India suspended the Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 following the Pahalgam terror attack, signalling a tougher stance against Pakistan's support for cross-border terrorism. He said it was important to send a clear, strong and resolute message that Pakistan had crossed the red lines and that there would be serious consequences. Jaishankar said India's diplomatic outreach following the Pahalgam terror attack secured strong international backing, as reflected in the April 25 statement by the United Nations Security Council. He said multilateral groupings such as the Squad and BRICS also supported India. Jaishankar said Pakistan had remained on the Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list for longest period during the tenure of Modi government. He said Pakistan was on the FATF grey list from 2018 to 22 for 1,576 days. Jaishankar said IMF loan package was cleared for Pakistan this year following the Pahalgam terror attack. He said Pakistan is a serial borrower from the IMF and availed loan 16-17 times. In 2008, Pakistan got a standby agreement of $9.70 billion. In 2013, it got another $5.9 billion. So the very people who are concerned today at $7 billion package should remember a $15 billion package went through for Pakistan during their tenure. Jaishankar said there was no direct phone call between Prime Minister Modi and US President Donald Trump between April 22 and June 17. He said on April 22, Trump had called Modi to convey condolences on the terror attack in Pahalgam. Jaishankar said the US President spoke to PM Modi on June 17 to explain why he could not meet him in Canada on the sidelines of G7 meeting. Jaishankar said following India's retaliatory strikes against Pakistan, India received the phone calls indicating Pakistan's willingness to halt further aggression. However, India made it clear that any such request must come formally from Pakistan Director General of Military Operations. TDP leader Luva Shri Krishna Deva Rayal said that the Pahalgam attack changed everything for the economy of Jammu and Kashmir. Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh said Operation keeps saying that the Prime Minister Modi does not talk, but the Prime Minister acts and shows his strength. But be it through surgical strikes, air strikes, and now Operation Sindoor. BJP leader Baijant Panda, Shiv Sena leader Arvind Sawant, Samajwadi Party leader Chote Lal, Congress leader Dipendra Hooda were among those who participated in the discussion. The discussion was continuing at the time of filling this report. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha failed to transact any business today due to repeated adjournments on the issue of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. The House was adjourned twice in the pre-lunch session till it was finally adjourned for the day amid uproar by opposition members soon after it met at 2 p.m. The opposition members have been demanding rollback of the special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. Earlier, soon after the House met for the day, newly elected Rajya Sabha members from Tamil Nadu, M. Dhanapal and I.S. Enbadurai, both from AIADMK, were administered oath. Both the members took the oath in Tamil and they were greeted by the House with the thumping of desk. They later met the Deputy Chairman Harivansh. The Deputy Chairman Harivansh also informed the members that notices must be submitted digitally and in electronic form, noting that some members continue to submit physical notices for raising matters in the House. He said all notices can be submitted via digital Sansad portal only as per rules, asserting that submission of physical notices have been discontinued. Harivansh cited rules of Rajya Sabha in this regard and read out notices by the Secretariat. During the 0 hour, Deputy Chairman said he has received 26 notices under Rule 267 demanding discussion on various issues, including SIR, but rejected the same. MPs Muhammad Nadimul Haq, Sandeep Kumar Pathak, Ranjita Ranjan, Neeraj Dangi, Anil Kumar Yadav, Rajani Patil, Akhilesh Prasad Singh, Rajiv Shukla, Ajit Kumar Bhoyan, Tiruchi Siva, Sanket Gokhale, Ramji Lal Suman, Susmita Dev and Rinuka Chaudhary had given notices demanding a discussion over the concerns arising out of SIR undertaken by Election Commission in Bihar and some other MPs Sagarika Ghosh, Shukhendu Shekhar Ray and Dhula Sen and the Ritabhra Banerjee has given notices demanding a discussion over the alleged discrimination of Bengali migrant workers in other states. MPs A.A. Rahim, Sandosh Kumar P., John Britters, V. Sivadashan, Harish Biran, G.B. Mathe, P.P. Sunir had demanded over the alleged unjust arrest of two nuns in Chhattisgarh. Aam Aadmi Party MP Sanjay Singh had demanded a discussion on the alleged violation of the right to education due to merger and closure of government schools in Uttar Pradesh. As he declined all the adjournment notices, he called Sudha Murthy, nominated member of, to make her 0 hour mention. As Murthy started speaking on Anganwadi workers, the opposition members started raising uproar. Opposition members, including those from the TMC and Congress, were on their feet protesting against Chair's decision to reject their adjournment notice. They were raising their slogans on the Chair adjourned to the proceedings till 12 noon. As soon as the House reassembled for the question hour at 12 noon, various opposition MPs were on their feet and Sushmita Dev of TMC trooped into the well and started to raise various issues. The chair asked Congress member Mukul Vasnik to ask his question on reporting of defects in aircraft. As the din continued, the proceedings were adjourned till again 2 p.m. by Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair. When the House met at 2 p.m., Bhuvaneshwar Kalita, who was in the chair, tried to continue the debate on the carriage of goods by Sea Bills 2025. He asked Praful Patel to speak on the bill and he has started speaking. Some of the opposition members stood into the well and started raising slogans. Kalita urged them to go to their seats and maintain discipline in the House. However, opposition MPs continue to raise slogans demanding a debate on the SIR issue and that the exercise be stopped. Amid the din, the chair adjourned the House for the day. The Rajya Sabha has not been able to transact any significant business ever since the House met for the monsoon session on July 21. That's all in the Parliament Review.